Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with KOAL News for another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we have Ann Anderson, and we're going to be talking about Castle Country Radio's upcoming pie auction. Ann, thanks for sitting down with us today.
Thanks, Aiden, for having me.
So, for those of us who don't know, can you kind of explain what this pie auction is?
Yes, so we have the pie auction every June, and what we do is we take about 50 pies that local people, businesses, sometimes dignitaries if it's a political year like it is this year, but we take about 50 pies and we auction those pies off on Kickin' Country starting at 9 a.m. We go until the last pie is sold, and all that money is raised and goes into the form of $100 fuel cards that we then give to local residents in Castle Valley area who need to travel for chemo, radiation, anything with cancer, doctor's appointments. And it's been great that the amount of money that this community has helped raise, that we're actually able to do those gift cards or those fuel cards every 6 months, one card every 6 months to individuals.
So what are some of the prizes that you can bid along with these pies?
So it's really exciting. I know this is going to be your first pie auction being here, so you'll see how fun and exciting it is. So we try to put something with every pie that you're bidding on. And some of the rumblings that I've heard this year, well, I know we're starting to get stuff here in the office, some different swag and prizes to go with them. But I have heard that there's University of Utah football tickets. I've heard there's different sporting event tickets going on. There's gift certificates to local places here. I know that Kickin' Country's pie always is a big seller. And there are a lot of country concerts happening this year, this summer. So we always throw in a lot of concert tickets with that pie. So and it's fun to have people bid on them, whatever, you know, a dollar amount they're able to afford. We try to get $100 per pie just because then that's one fuel card we're able to give away.
Now, if an individual or business wants to donate a pie and an item to this auction, how can they do that?
Okay, so we are still taking pies or donated items. So just simply call here at the radio station, 637-1167. And ask for myself, and I can get you put down for a pie if you're not wanting to do a pie, but maybe you have a business that you want, you have some items or, you know, gift certificates for your business that you would like to put and donate with different pies. We also appreciate that a lot. And you can still give me a call here at the radio station, and I will be taking those through this Friday. We'll cut it off this Friday because then I've got to get the list together because it will kick off next Wednesday at 12, or excuse me, the 12th at 9 a.m.
So the 12th at 9 a.m. And how are they going to be, people going to be able to participate in this auction?
Okay, so you'll be able to listen to Kickin' Country 98.3 or 106.7. And you can also use the app for your phones to be able to listen in. You call in to bid on the pie that we have up on the auction block at that time. We always say bid often, bid high on the pies. And what's great is we have all the pies here. Everyone brings the pies, so you're getting a fresh pie that day. So we tell people when you purchase your pie, come down, pick it up. The money goes into the account that's ran by Price City, what is the Community Development Corporation. So if you're writing checks, which most people do, you're actually able to get a tax write-off at the end of the year. They provide you with a letter for that tax write-off for that donation. So it helps that way as well. And so, yeah, you'll just call in and bid. And if you're in a, we love the bidding wars that we have. We have sometimes competing businesses or doctor's offices competing against each other to, you know, be the winning bid. We had an individual last year who we told if he showed up in a blonde mullet, he would get the winning bid. And about 10 minutes later, Mr. Casey from Real Estate Titans came down with a blonde wig on. And so it's a lot of fun, Aiden, throughout the whole day.
Yeah, lots of fun coming up right next Wednesday, the 12th. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave us with?
Nope, I just would like to thank the community every year. They're the ones, we just open the airways. They're the ones that donate the pies, donate items to put with pies, and then they're the ones that are bidding on the pies. And, you know, we couldn't do this without them, and we're just happy that 100% of this money goes back into fuel cards. Plus, we also have the Thomas B. Anderson College Scholarship that we are able to provide also. So just a big shout out. Thank you to our great community that we live in that help us make this successful every year.
Well, thank you again so much, Ann, for sitting down with us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Ann Anderson talking about Castle Country Radio's upcoming pie auction. You can look for that on Wednesday the 12th, starting at 9 a.m. on Kickin' Country. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 or 750 a.m. And for KOAL News, I'm Aiden Mortensen.